Let's say you have an environment that has a constant 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear of 35 knots along the entirety of the north-south oriented UDCZ of a QLCS. If the 0 to 3 kilometer shear vector is hitting the UDCZ orthogonally, or at a 90 degree angle, the sine of the angle, 90 degrees, equals 1, and it multiplies the value of the 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear vector, which is 35 knots. So our line normal 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear is equal to 35 knots, and we have satisfied the second ingredient. But what if we wanted to know how much wiggle room or flexibility we have in the angle with our 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear vector at 35 knots? Because in real life, the 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear vector won't always align at a 90 degree angle with the UDCZ. To do this, we can solve for the angle term in this equation, and that would look something like this. The line normal bulk shear value is 30 knots in this equation, because anything less won't satisfy ingredient number 2. And we know that the 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear is 35 knots. Plugging these values in gives an angle of 60 degrees. Essentially, this is the minimum angle off of the UDCZ that will satisfy ingredient number 2 when the 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear vector is 35 knots. Let's practice this one more time with another example where the 0 to 3 kilometer bulk shear is 40 knots. Click on that button when ready.